Revius dam that came from a mace is mitami ba'ol minat Torah. Or revius dam tfusa, and a revius dam tfusa meaning to say that you have a revius dam from a mace, but part of this revius came before the mace died. Part of it was expelled from the person before he died, and part of it la'achamita after he died. That would be mitami ba'ol also, but only mitarbanah not minat Torah. Mimeisach. That which revius dam or revius dam tfusa is mitami ba'ol. That's just the entire revius came from one individual mace. But if part of the revius came from one mace and part of the revius came from a different mace, it would not be mitami ba'ol. Rabbi Akiva Aimer Mishnei Mace, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says that a revius dam is mitami ba'ol, even if part of the revius came from one mace and the other part of the revius came from a different mace. Dam katan sheyata kulam. Dam that was expelled from a katan, from a small child that had died. And all the dam from the katan was expelled. But all the dam does not equal to a revius. It's less than a revius of dam, but it's all the dam from this individual. Rabbi Kiva Aimer calls you. Rabbi Kiva says, no matter what the amount of dam it is, even if it's much less than a revius, since it's the entire amount of dam that this mace had, it would be mitami ba'ol, even though it's less than a revius. As Rabbi Kiva understands, it's just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if you have less than a rova kav of atzamos of bones, but the atzamos that we have are from rov binyano or rov minyano shom mace, in such a case, even though it's less than a rova kav, it's mitami ba'ol. So too by dam, even though we have less than a revius of dam, since it's the entire amount of dam in the person, it's mitami ba'ol. The chacham, I'm a revius, the chacham disagree. They say that you need a revius of dam to be mitami ba'ol, and if it's less than a revius, even though it's the entire amount of dam from this mace, it would not be mitami ba'ol. And the Rabbanan responds to Rabbi Akiva by saying that this is different than the case where you have rov binyano or rov minyano of atzamos, that even less than rov akav is mitami ba'ol. Because over there, it's easy to ascertain and to confirm that we have rov binyano or rov minyano of atzamos, and therefore, even though less than a rov akav of atzamos are in the aisle, it's mitami ba'ol. But in this case, there's no way to ascertain for sure that we have every drop of dam from this mace. It's possible that we're missing a drop of dam, so therefore, caused by that, we don't have a revius of dam. It's not mitami ba'ol, even though it seems to us that we have the entire amount of dam from this mace. Kedai is rima, ben chaya ben mesa, Rabbi Eliezer mitami kibsaro, v'chacham mitar. If we have a kedai of worms that came from a mace that was rotted, whether these worms are alive or dead, Rabbi Eliezer holds that these worms are mitame, like the basur of a person, just like the basur of a person is mitame ba'ol. If you have a kezai, so too, if you have a kezai of worms that came from rotting basur from a mace, it would be mitame ba'ol. And the reason is because a person b'chayev is also called worms in the Torah. As the pasuk says, af ki enosh rima, an individual is rima, is worm. So therefore, these worms that came from the mace would be considered as if it was basar and would be mitame ba'ol, while the chachamim disagree. They say worms are not mitame, they are tar. Efer srufin. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer shi'uro b'roiva, the chachamim mitarim. If a person was cremated after his death, we have efer, we have ashes from the person. If the person, when he was cremated in such a way that there is nothing mixed up with his ashes, there's no ashes from Eitzim or anything else mixed up with his ashes, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the man of Efer, when this person was cremated, that is mitami ba'ol, is a rova of a kav, while the chachamim mitar, they hold that the Efer from a person who was cremated and burnt is not mitami. Melot harvod ba'od, offer kibros, tami. Rabbi Shimon mitar, if we have a bit more than a full scoopful of dirt from a kever, is mitami ba'ol, while Rabbi Shimon is mitar. We're talking about a case where a mace is buried in a coffin that's made out of stone or marble. So that way, when the mace rots and turns into offer, we know there's nothing mixed in with the offer of the mace. That's it in it. But if you have a mali tarvit, a scoopful of offer from the mace, it's mitami ba'ol. But in this case, we're talking about where the inside of the coffin with plaster with lime. Maybe a little bit of the lime got mixed in with the offer from the mace, so we need a little more than a tarva, than a scoopful of the offer of the mace. And that way, even if there is a little bit of sid of lime mixed in with the offer of the mace, we know that besides the lime, we have a mali tarvin from the offer of the mace alone. So therefore, that's the amount that we need to be metame b'ayil. While Rabbi Shimon is metahir, Rabbi Shimon holds that which the din is that a mali tarvin from the offer of a mace, metame b'ayil, that's only if nothing is mixed in with the offer at all. But in this case, since a little bit of the lime from the coffin got mixed in with the offer of the mace, it's not metame b'ayil at all, even if you have more than a mali tarvin from the offer of the mace. Mali tarvin reckons Shagavlu b'mayim, eino chibar l'tuma. If you have a scoopful of rekev, a decomposed mace, this scoopful of decomposed mace, if there's nothing mixed in with it, it's metame b'ayil. Now, if you knead it with water so that it's all stuck together, it's not considered a chibar, an attachment for tuma. Meaning to say, since the particles of the decomposed mace are not attached to each other, even if we attach them by kneading it with water, it's not considered an attachment. It's still considered like separate particles. So therefore, even if we have a mali tarvid rekev that's attacked by kneading it with water, if somebody touches part of it, it would not become tumah, since it's considered as if he touched less than the full mali tarvid, since he didn't touch the entire thing. As opposed to a kezias from basar of a mace, you don't have to touch the whole thing. If you touch part of it, it's as if you touch the whole thing, since it's all attached. But in this case, since it's separate particles, it's not considered an attachment, even after you knead it with water. If you touch part of it, you do not become tumah. But if you're under the same oil as a mali tarvud of rekev, you would become tummy by oil. Since the entire mali tarvud is under the same oil as yourself, you do become tummy from the mali tarvud rekev. And so too, if you carry the mali tarvud rekev, you would become tummy since you're carrying the entire thing. Only b'maga, by touching, you do not become tummy from a mali tarvud rekev, since it's separate particles. Even though you kneaded it with water, it's not considered a chibur. The following parts of a mace are metame if you touch it or if you carry it, but it's not metame b'ayil. It's not metame if you're under the same roof as it, if you don't touch it or carry it. Etzem kisoira, a bone from a mace the size of a soira of a barley, is metame b'mago b'masa, but it's not metame b'ayil unless you have a robe of kav of asamos. Then it's metame b'ayil, but if you have less than a robe of kav by some, it's not metame b'ayil. It's only metame b'mago b'masa if you have an etz in the size of a barley. There is a evdik chaver, and a clump of earth from chutzlar, from any part of chutzlar, a clump of earth is barn to eretz yisrael, metame b'mago b'masa mid rabbanon, but it's not metame b'ayil. As the rabbanon were going to say that eretz ha'amim, ground from chutzlar, is mitami. The reason why they were geyser is because maybe mixed in with that ground is an etzem the size of a soda from a mace. Now that's if you bring the ground into Eretz Yisrael, it's not mitami b'ayil. But a person who goes to Chutz La'aretz, then he becomes tami even if he doesn't touch or carry the ground of Chutz La'aretz. For example, he rode in on a horse, but he doesn't come into contact with the ground. Even so, he becomes tami as Rabbanu were geyser, that even the avir, even the air, in Chutz La'aretz is metame. Ubeit ha'pras. Beit ha'pras is also Zeret Rabbanim. We're talking about where a kever was plowed. And Rabbanim were geyser that 100 amas in each direction of this kever is metame b'mago b'masa v'na b'ayil. And Rabbanim were afraid that when the kever was plowed, and as then the side of the soil was dragged along as you plow, and maybe up to 100 amas away, there's an etzem geser. So therefore, the Rabbanan said that the area of 100 amas around this kever is metame b'mago b'masa, but it's not metame b'ayil, since an etzem kesura is not metame b'ayil. And the whole reason the Rabbanan were geyser is maybe there's an etzem kesura, so therefore they're only geyser b'mago b'masa, but not b'ayil. Avram and Amay, the Avram and Achai, she'en alei and basar karoi. A limb from a mace, or a limb that was detached from a living person, that is missing some of the basar. It doesn't have an adequate amount of basar. That the amount of basar that is missing is so much that had this aver been attached to a living person, it would not heal itself since there's so much basar missing. Such an aver is not metame b'ayil, it's only metame b'maga u'b'masa. Now this aver is less than a kezias, as if it was a kezias, it would metame also b'ayil. But since it's less than a kezias, even though we said that an Aver Shalom, a complete Aver, even if it's less than a Kedayis in Mitami Baro. But in this case, since it doesn't have an adequate amount of Basar attached to it, it's only Mitami Bumago, Bumasa, but not Baro. A Shadra Bagul Golish Achasru, a spine from a mace, or a skull from a mace, that the spine and the skull are missing a part from it. As we had earlier, that a spine or a skull from a mace is Mitami Baro, but in this case, it's not Mitami Baro, it's only Mitami Bumago, Bumasa, since there's a Chisarin, there's a piece missing from the skull or the spine. Kamahu Chisarin B'Shedra, how much has to be missing from the spine of the mace that it would no longer be Mitami Baro, only Bumago, Bumasa? The Shami Emir Stei Chuyo is Ubeisilo Emir Mafilu Chuyo Achad. The Shami Hope, that if two vertebrae are missing from the spine, it's no longer Mitami Baro, only Bumago, Bumasa. While Beisilo Hope, that if it's missing even one vertebrae, it's no longer Mitami Baro, only Bumago, Bumasa. Ubo Gul Kolos. If you have a skull from a mate, how much has to be missing from it that it's no longer Mitami Baro, only Bumago, Bumasa? The Shami Emir Kimelo Matka. And Shami said that if the skull is missing, the size of the head of a drill, that amount would cause it to no longer be Mitami Baro, only Bumago Bumasa. Ubeisilo Emir and Kadeshi Nato Manachai Veyam. Ubeisilo said that if the amount that is missing from the skull, had this skull been part of a living person, that amount would cause that person to die, the skull would no longer be Mitami Baro. The Chacham said that the shear that Ubeisilo is referring to is the size of a cella, a coin called a cella. If that amount is missing from the skull, it would cause a living person to die. And if that amount is missing from the skull of a mace, it would no longer be Mitami Baro. Be'ezer Makdach Amr. That which Bishami said, that the amount that has to be missing from the skull, that it would no longer be Mitami Baro, is the size of the head of a drill. What is the size of the drill that Bishami is referring to? Because in Shoraisa and Divrei Rabbi Meir, Bishami is referring to a small drill that's used by doctors, according to Rabbi Meir. And the Chachamim say Bishami is referring to a large drill that's used in the Lishka of the Beit HaMikdash. And one of the Lishkas, one of the chambers of the Beit HaMikdash, was a drill that was used for repairs of the Beit HaMikdash. That's a larger size drill than a drill that's used by Rosen. That's the amount that has to be missing from the skull for it to no longer be Mitami Baro, according to Bishami.